Lieutenant, thank you so much for joining us. And we are so excited to, of course, talk to the Shelton Police during our diner tour stop here in Shelton. So tell us first and foremost, how long have you been with Shelton Police?
I'm approaching my 25th year with the department.
Well, thank you so much for your service. That's incredible. And has Shelton been the only department you've been with? I mean, that's a very long time.
Yep, I've been with Shelton since August of 2000.
Why Shelton? Are you a Shelton native?
I'm actually not a Shelton native, but at the time that I was taking the test, I did live in Shelton. And there was a lot of things that appealed to me about the city. It's a great place to work and a great place to live. So it really drew me to a place that I was happy to work at.
And what do you find to be kind of a standout, if you will? What is Shelton Police? What makes, I guess, Shelton PD special?
We're a close-knit group of officers. We're not a super big department where we're just a number and we get lost, but we're also not super small. So we're in that medium range. So it allows us to do our jobs, meet with different people in different walks of life, but still have that local family atmosphere.
I think I actually saw, Lieutenant, not to put you on the spot, but I think I saw on Facebook a few days ago, wasn't one of your officers just named like Connecticut's Finest?
Yeah, so every year the Exchange Club does a Shelton, does an Officer of the Year for the Connecticut's Finest Award. So one of our officers received it for his role in locating a suspect who was involved in multiple vehicle burglaries, including stealing a firearm.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And again, we have Lieutenant Kozlowski who's here with us from the Shelton Police Department. And let's talk about, you know, I know you said kind of smaller, if you will, but mighty department. How are you guys doing with recruitment and retention? We've been asking police departments all across Connecticut about this.
That's the big question now for police departments, not just in the state of Connecticut, but also, you know, nationwide. There is this recruitment and probably more importantly, the retention aspect. So, you know, the first thing is that we really use is our word of mouth. So, you know, we're a close-knit group of officers and we allow those officers basically to be our mouthpiece and to be out there and actively recruiting for us. But that's not enough. So we also are in and out of the community. We go to events outside of Shelton, college fairs, other events, and are really marketing about all the wonderful things that go on, not just in the city, but also to the police department and, you know, the things that we can offer prospective employees.
I mean, if anybody is interested in joining the Shelton Police Department, obviously there are steps just to become a police officer in general, but what would you suggest people do?
Well, the first thing is to know the state requirements. So the physical agility requirements, knowing that there'll be a test. And then we use Police App, which a lot of police departments use. And that kind of gives a list of when the ongoing tests are. But first, just knowing what the requirements are. And as we tell people, as we're recruiting, you know, statewide, if anyone does have any questions or specific issues, you know, our officers are more than welcome to answer any questions at any time.
Lieutenant, what would you say in recent months or in the last couple of years, what would you say are some of the biggest issues that Shelton has faced? And again, we talk to police departments all across our listening area, certainly and across Connecticut. I would say some of the big ones include street takeovers, but I think I saw recently that you guys have had a rash of vehicle thefts as well.
Yeah, I think, and it's not just Shelton. I think we're seeing this statewide of the vehicle thefts and people stealing from vehicles. And a majority of those times, the vehicles are left unlocked. So, you know, we try to educate the public. You know, it's very easy to leave your car in your driveway. It's late at night. You don't want to take everything out or you forget to lock it. But just very important to, you know, take those extra steps to, you know, make your vehicle a little bit of a harder target and have those go on. So, but that's been a constant struggle, not just with our department, but departments, you know, throughout the state that we're seeing with these types of thefts.
And with the most recent arrest that you guys had, I think it was over the Memorial Day weekend or just before that, there was a man who allegedly had said he was threatening to create a street takeover situation. How did you guys detect that early enough? Because have found that other police departments have really had to invest their time and energy into like checking online resources to stop these things from happening.
Well, it's a multi-prong approach. So it's not just our department, it's working with other departments. So we can't do this alone, nor can any department. So it's working together as a group. And, you know, the police departments in this area have a great working connections, and we work together. It's sharing information. Part of that is going online, looking what's there, and just going back to old-fashioned police work of getting out and talking with people and the public and finding information and putting all those things together. It's kind of like similar to putting together a puzzle, right? Putting all those pieces together and allowing us to be successful. But again, just not just the Shelton Police Department, it's working with all our neighboring police departments as well, because these types of crimes, and as we saw, especially in these street takeovers, they may start in one town and then they move on to the next town and move on to the next town. So, and you know, it's not one police department is equipped to handle it. So it's us working together as a team that's really, you know, tried to make a success in deterring some of this crime.
And Lieutenant, we're heading into the summer season. Schools are wrapping up in the next few weeks, and there's going to be more people on the roadways. We know Shelton is a place that has parks and a lot of outdoor activities available to people. What would you say are some of the things that police are focused on and want people to think about just to have a safe and enjoyable summer?
Yeah, you know, it goes back to some of the basics of road safety. You know, the hours, you know, it's lighter out later at night, so people are out, kids are not in school. So it's just being aware of your surroundings and being cautious when you're on the road. And, you know, the police are always out. We, especially in the summertime, our downtown area is thriving, and we try to be out there walking around, making contacts, and just building those relationships, because that's really what it comes down to, you know, working with the, you know, the citizens and the residents of our community together, all as one. So developing those relationships, working together. But, you know, we see increased traffic, you know, to our downtown area, especially during like the summertime. So it's just, you know, being aware of your surroundings and just, you know, watching out for things like that.
Lieutenant, I again want to thank you for what you do, and thank you for being such an incredible member of the Shelton Police Department, and thank you for being part of our Diner Tour show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming here, and we hope you come back.
Oh, absolutely. We love Shelton, and I love the Plaza Diner. So thank you again. We appreciate it, and thank you to everybody who serves the Shelton Police Department. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Take care.